This is Liam Howlett for the Prodigy. You're listening to The Rinse with James Harmon.
This is The Rinse with Liam for the Prodigy. Let's get the nostalgia definitely out of the way first. Then we're gonna come up to all the present stuff. You know, 12 years ago at MTV, you know, larking around with Camden Market. I'm sure you remember it with Simone. Can you remember that?
Yeah, man, I can actually. Yeah, I think Leroy ended up going out with Simone, so yeah, she was a good girl.
Do you know what I mean? We're larking around. The bosses at MTV were saying, "Why are you playing this stuff? What are these long-haired ravers?" You know what I mean? Four albums later.
Thank you very much for that, by the way.
Thank you. Well, you know, those were good days, and they still are.
Yeah.
But you know, four albums later, we had Fat of the Land topping number one in 23 countries on its first week. That's a good stat.
Unbelievable, yeah.
No one's done that. Spice Girls, Oasis, only the Beatles have done anything like that.
That was incredible, that.
So from the long-haired ravers to probably the biggest live, one of the biggest live bands in the world.
Yeah.
Long journey, how's it feel?
I was never comfortable with that. I mean, it was everyone else that was going, you're this, you're that. I mean, the Prodigy always survives best when we kind of feel like we can be slightly the underdog, do you know what I mean? It's like, we always feel like we can do a better gig if we're maybe not the headliner.
Just finishing off on the sort of the retro stuff. I mean, I've never really heard, I've read it a lot in the press, I've never actually heard you say it. Obviously the Beastie Boys at Reading, that they dissing Smack My Bitch Up. I mean, there they are with big fat dildos on stage, blah blah blah.
Beautiful.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they go and have a go at you, which, you know.
I was insulted when he actually rung me up at home. I'm watching telly or whatever, and his phone rings and it's like, yo, this is Ad Rock, and I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, and he's like, If you choose to play your song Smack My Bitch Up tomorrow, we'll be forced to say something. And I just went mad, do you know what I mean? I was like, man, do you know what I mean? You're, for a start, you're ringing me up in my house and you're preaching to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just insulted, do you know what I mean? And I think that I lost a lot of respect for them then. Do you know what I mean? I think they're fakers, man. They're fakers. Yeah.